Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
Stop, chop, chop.
質問来てた、結論死刑。
What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time, when the only people that existed were troglodytes, cavemen, cave women, Neanderthals. Troglodytes. Let's take the average caveman at home listening to his stereo.
Oh yeah, going back into time. It is Zombo's Deep Archive series, which is going to be airing on the Thursday's Encore show, and it is a heck of an encore. Going back to 2009, this show is from the 9th day of January, 2009, and I've got shows from incomplete. I got totally complete shows from 2009 all the way up until whenever, and gonna do it for Thursday. My Friday show is still gonna be live from 10 to 1 p.m. to 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And this, the Zombo Deep Archive, obviously it's Thursdays from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock, showcasing a lot of my really, really old shows, stuff I don't even remember doing on the radio. Hope you dig it. This show is like a real mixed bag of things. I think it's like some rockabilly, jump blues, novelty tunes, and pretty much the typical, untypical things you hear on the radio here with this here show. So it's Zombo in Your Brain, Deep Archive. And let's get right back into, let's just start it. Let's start the show once again from the 9th of January, 2009.
There we go. How do you like that? That is T. Valentine from the, that was good, Kenny Joe. Did that wake you up?
I woke up a lot.
You woke up a lot. All right, I know this.
I'm ready to go.
What a glint in your eyes.
I'm ready to go.
All right, I'll tell you, I'll play another. It's T. Valentine.
A hop in my step.
All right, I got another T. Valentine for you. T. Valentine on Norton Records with his Hello Lucille from 1972, way before Wesley Willis was doing that kind of thing. And we started off kind of, oh my gosh, in the Eric Dolphy vein, I guess, Mystic Tune. By Fred Lane. Here's another T. Valentine, Little Lulu Frog.
Everybody, teens are having a ball. This is Wesley Wills. You are now listening to WRCT 88.3 FM. It's a radio station. Get ready to rock. Get ready to roll. Get ready to roll the bones. Get ready to hit the hood of the belt. Rock and roll and never die.
There we go. That is Wesley Wills with the PSA over tanked or whatever it was. Who knows? And this is T. Valentine. Amazing how T. Valentine sounds like Wesley Willis. Of course, this is recordings from 1972. Mr. T. Valentine, a great record on Norton Records. They sent me a nice package of crazy stuff for you. I want to play one more tune by T. Valentine. If you want to give a call, Zombo's right here in your brain till 3 o'clock. Just going to do whatever, whenever, and whatever. And don't forget, tonight at the Zombo Gallery, 6 o'clock. Oh, the show is incredible. The Big Hang-Up. Which is fantastic. The place is just busting with so much artwork. Incredible artwork. There's a lot of artwork. Probably 100 pieces of art all over the place. Oh, really cool stuff. You'll check it out tonight. Have a opening reception, 6 o'clock till about 10:30 tonight. I hope to see you there. It's going to be a little gasseroo. And then at midnight, yes, Zombo never sleeps. And neither does Rust. Fridays at midnight at Arsenal Lanes. I'll be doing my first late night bowling. Come on out. That's kind of a cool thing. Midnight to 2 a.m. every Friday. I'll be playing a little crazy old goofy, crazy stuff and frightening the children. That kind of thing. Come on out. Hang out. There's going to be a lot of crazy cool fun. Of course, I got Kelly's every Thursday, which is always a blast. Rooney. And that is Thursdays at 9 o'clock. All right. Oh. I'm going to play Wake Up Black Man by T. Valentine, and then we'll just jump into some of the other things I've been collecting and putting together. And last week I did my top 100, and this week I'm just kind of finding some things I really wanted to play but never got around to playing in a while, and some things I just got that I want to play. Yeah, you figured that out? Wake up, black man. Yeah.
Wake up, black man. While you robbing, stealing, shooting, and killing each other, the man is reading the paper, listening to the radio, and watching you on TV. I say to each other, hey, there's one left we have to worry about, and then laughing all the way to the bank. Wake up, black man. And that foreigner is coming here from another country, come to your neighborhood, open up a business, and you and your woman paying you a little or nothing. Then painting and slapping your woman on the butt, and eventually go to bed with her, and she's there grinning. But ear to ear, if I did the same thing, she slapped the hell out of me. Call me all kind of M-L-S-O-B. Wake up, black man. And his woman, you don't bring his woman to your neighborhood to make sure you don't go to bed with her. And then you take all your money, back to your neighborhood, send some of it back to your country, bring back your brother, uncle, all your damn relatives. They come to your neighborhood and do the same thing over and over again. Wake up! Wake up, black man. Wake up, black man. And you, young blacks, kill each other, down in prison, raping women, dying for AIDS. Wake up. That man can jump up and down in your chest, his feet on your throat, hands on your woman's butt. Wake up.
together with each other. Open a business in your neighborhood and do it now, 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 now. Now. Wake up, black man. Wake up, black man. Wake up, black man. Wake up, black man.
There he is, the amazing Steve Valentine. Really groovy record called Hello Lucille, R.E.O. Lesbian. And that is on Norton Records. Go visit them, nortonrecords.com. Tell them Zombo sent you, they will be so happy. They can send me more goodies to play on the radio. Nice tune, nice. The whole record's really good. The story of T. Valentine is pretty amazing, too. From Alabama, no, those last tracks were not Wesley Willis. T. Valentine, 1972. Yeah, all right, this is kind of like a real, what they call AAA or something? Adult, alternative, whatever. Spanish Blue by the Aqua Velvets. A nice little tune for a Friday. Ooh, man, it is rotten outside. And of course, you know, I come in here to stay warm. And what do? They fix the air conditioner. So it's like a normal temperature. I liked it when it was like, 86 degrees, Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Got some really cool rockabilly stuff for you today. Some crazy old R&B jump blues. Some nutty, crazy, goofy things. Some cool things. Music you need to hear. Tell your friends. Tell your enemas. Zombo's on WRCT. And I hope to be on the next few weeks, too, because it's a random schedule, and I got to put in another air shift proposal to hopefully get this 5-hour slot again next semester. And that's going to be rough. If you want to email the station, you go right ahead and tell them, hey, why don't you keep Zombo on Fridays for his 5-hour slot, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. All right? You do that, then they'll probably just put it in their spam folder. If you want to hear something, well, good luck. If you want to give a call, 412-621-WRCT. It's kind of nice. I haven't had any guests in a little while. I can just hang out, just me and you. Kind of a little Uno ensemble kind of thing. Got a really cool tune by another crazy guy. Literally crazy. Some of these people are just like their own worst enemy. Ronnie Self is one such gentleman. Rockabilly guy who pretty much made an enemy out of everybody he crossed paths with. And I think his claim to fame is writing Connie Francis's I'm Sorry. But here's one of his rockabilly numbers. All right, coming up right after this groovy tune finishes out. Zombo in your brain till 3 o'clock. All right, let's dig in. You want to hear something? Take some drugs and use your imagination.
Baby, you so right for me. singing a rock and roll song. Yeah, darling, Delaney, there's a radio news to a Hong Kong station by some hip daddy old that's played.
Long King Kong.
Listening for the wall.
Long King King Kong.
Say they know what's on.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
If I didn't dance so clumsy, I'd be down at Lee Delaney. Jump, jump, jump.
Favorite things by the Mary Moog. Hey, what are we here? Oh, we're the Ling Ting's Laundry. Not sure who that is. Got it from an unmarked source. But it's a cool tune. We heard Hai Je Yoji San by Shokunda Kina. And it's a really funny song. The translation of it is funny. And let's see, we heard Tiny Topsy, Cha Cha Sue, and Carolyn by The Strange Loves, The Lone Twister, a groovy group from Japan, the Micro Girls doing Lone Twister, and My Goodness Gravy, Way Back When You So Right For Me, Ronnie Self. All right, let's play some stuff out of the bin. Let's see here. All right, this is the Gary Usher double CD. I'm not quite sure why it's two CDs, but pretty cool. Barefoot Adventures. And it features RPM, which is a groovy tune. And you know what? Since this is all upbeat and happy, I'm going to tell you about the faces of influenza. Yep. A massage from the American Lung Association. Influenza is not the common cold. It's serious. Each year, about 226,007.3 people in the U.S. are hospitalized. And an average of 36,000 people die from the virus and its complications. Dang! Vaccination is a safe and effective way to help prevent influenza. The faces of influenza. Your family's healthcare provider can give you information about influenza and vaccination. And where can you get those details? Facesofinfluenza.org. That's where these mighty drawers, you and your face of influenza, get your face of influenza out of here. And, hey, how about diabetes? I think it's Randy Jackson's disease, is it not? That famous man on TV? There's actually a PSA. Is that his name, Randy Jackson? Where is he at? Because he's actually taken credit for this disease now. I wonder how famous Mr. Parkinson was. Was he a famous fellow? Ah, yes, TV personality Randy Jackson has type 2 diabetes, just for your own personal note. Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you about diabetes, okay? I really don't want to tell you about it. Believe me, my heart isn't in it. It isn't. I'd rather tell you about Old Economy Village. I cannot wait to get into my Old Economy Village PSA. But for now, diabetes. You're among 1 in 3 adults with diabetes or pre-diabetes. Now there's pre-diabetes. Well, of course, everybody's got pre. What is this? Oh, it's Bill Frisell from his new record that him and his family will buy. Pre-diabetes. Everybody's pre-diabetes. You don't have it. Understanding the disease can be a challenge. For free information from a federal government's National Diabetes Education Program can be a big help. Just call 1-888-693-NDEP or click on your computer machine. YourDiabetesInfo.org. I don't know why they didn't take the faces of diabetes. One call. God, this is more depressing than diabetes. What do we got here? This ain't much cheery. It's Calexico. All right. YourDiabetesInfo.org. A massage from the U.S. Department of Health, Human Services, and WRCT. Yes, sir, Bob. All right, what's shaking out there? You probably are. It's freezing. And no one can afford to heat their homes. Because I know most of Zombo's listeners. Unemployed, underachieving, and mentally unbalanced. That's my listening audience. Yeah, buddy. Or hopeless at the addicts. They won't even listen to my PSAs. That's right. Everybody, they get hopped up on them goofballs, and they go, let's listen to Zombo on the radio. Help me come down so I don't have a bad trip. Yeah. All right, what do we got here? I want to play something kind of smooth for you. All right? Something kind of neat. It's from way back when. From the first Everything. Everybody remember the band Everything But the Girl? Yeah, you do? Okay. If you do, you do. That's cool. They got real popular and real boring. This is when they were cool, when they just first started out. A little thing called Frost and Fire from their first record called Eden, which came out way back when, like I think 86. But it's a pretty cool tune. Okay, let's say goodbye to Calexico. I told you everything you really needed to know, and you don't even really care. All right, let's dig this cool smooth. I want to play some chili things. RCT Zombo. Brain.
You take the name of a man you hardly know when you grow up, and the name has to go. Married with kids, and they don't want to know about the dreams you had to let it go. You're still waiting for a night in shiny. I couldn't live that way.
Baby, it's cold outside.
all over the place. That's where we're going. Around the world, baby. That was Up the Gunnelly Yours with Donut. Right now, we're listening to a groovy tune. I'll jump into the rest of it later. A really neat band from Cleveland, one of the few. Satan's Satellites with Mystery Shifter. We hear Duck Stacks with Apple Cider, Death by Chocolate, Ice Cold Lemonade, Marvin Rainwater, Hot and Cold, Mel Hanky Baby, It's Cold Outside, and Everything But the Girl of Rust and Fire. Dig back into this. This is a kick tune. Mystery Shifter.
Look for the people on WRCT Pittsburgh.
And there we go. A nice little chunk of old radio. And it's the Zombo Deep Archive. And this is the second show in the series. And it happens to start all in 2009. So this is from the 9th, January 9th, 2009. And it is Deep Archives, rebroadcast of one of my super old shows. I got them going back into time. And I thought it'd be a really nice thing to do on Thursdays. These are shows that aren't available on the Zomboco.com. There's just too many shows to put up there. I'll still be putting my Friday show up there for you guys to get a hold of. But these shows here, I'm throwing them together for you, hoping you're digging them. It's really nice for me to revisit a lot of these. A lot of these shows, I never listened to my... I have really no choice. I don't have any time to listen to all of these things. So it's nice just to rebroadcast them for you here. It makes a much better encore show than playing just what I did last week or the week before. So pretty neat idea. Hope you dig it. And I'll be on the air tomorrow, which will be a Friday. I think it follows today. From 10 to 1 with my irregular show. But for now, these Thursdays from 2 to 5 are Zombo's Deep Archives. Let's dig back in to Some wonderful old Zombo. That's from the show back then. I think it was called Zombo's Record Party. And we're going to get back into that right here on WRCT in the Pittsburgh.
For Glenn Allen Wolf. Oh, this looks way cool. Pauline Rogers, I've been pretending.
Ever since the day we parted, rabbit ears smothered in smoke. Buzzard elbows and chitlins a la king. Steam hot alligator foots with dumplings. There's something wrong with you. Something missing someplace somewhere. There's something wrong with you. Bellevue, that's it. I mean, sometimes you just ain't all there. Now. Take a look. That's yourself. Something else. Oh, I don't know. What a